The Phil Hendry Show.
You know, Heather, I was looking at the whole Tiger thing, and I was thinking, you know, marketers are probably desperately looking for
if
the next
we don't pass it, here's the guarantee.
I mean, he is the great scholar of the Depression.
Northwest began serving peanuts this month.
Ice cream.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, where truth is our bitch, reality is the bitch, and we tell you about the news and you. This hour we have Mr. Stephen Bozell. We have held him over to talk more about a lawsuit that he has filed in, or will be filing in federal court, asking the U.S. government to ban the use of plastic bags, to ban the use of two-ply toilet paper. This all part of the global climate change agenda, I must say, and is promoting the use of reusable bags made from sustainable cloth and washable toilet rags that can be washed in the sink after each use. And we have linked that article. You can read the article, Man Sues on Behalf of Climate. You can go to twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show, twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show, to read the essence, actually to read the entire article that features Mr. Bozell. We have him on the line here from Corona, California. And we do thank you, sir, for staying with us for a few more minutes.
My daughter had asked me to stay on the line to clarify some things. There have been some slanderous things said about her teacher.
Well, a lot of the things that have been said, Mr. Bozell, have been in defense of you, to stand up more to your daughter, that her teacher had no right to call you down there and lecture you, that the children themselves had no right to call you a disgrace as a parent. All of these things have been said in defense of you.
But they're wrong. I don't need that kind of defense. I know I've been wrong. I know that my approach toward the climate and the global climate and everything about it has been wrong. The biggest point here, I think, that's been missed and that I've tried repeatedly to make is that children, 11, 12, the middle schoolers on up, and even a little tiny, the ones that one lady teaches, the littler ones, they're all familiar with how the planet has been destroyed by, and I told the class this, I have helped destroy the planet, and they know the planet's been destroyed by us, the generation ahead of them. The planet is going to hell, it's going straight down into hell, you know, and I told the kids that. Miss Nister asked me, and I very gladly said, that I accept the charge of having been criminally irresponsible with the use of the planet, and I pled guilty to that.
Well, are you telling me that you told all of this to a middle school class?
You know, Mr. Henry.
Is that what you're telling me?
You know, Mr. Henry, you don't understand the level of intelligence these kids have got. The lady, I'm talking on the radio. The lady said,
is that your daughter again?
Please don't disrespect my daughter, sir, because when I get off the phone, I have to deal with her. And I will say this to you. My daughter is an exceptional girl. She goes to bed when she feels like it. I don't tell her when to go to bed. She's infinitely more intelligent than me. She sees the world far more clearly than I do. Her mother both she and her mother have been instrumental in making me and my son see how destructive and how criminal our actions have been. So I don't tell my daughter what to do. I don't tell her when to go to bed. That's like telling, you know, she should tell me when to go to bed.
And well, what is she, some kind of a super kid? I mean, are you still her father?
Of course I'm her father, but when going to bed, my daughter gets straight A's. She's going to be going to college probably when she's 14. I mean, that's how brilliant my daughter is. And she is part of a new generation of young people who are going to be keeping a very close eye on you and me. And when it comes time to pay the piper, I pray to God that I've done the best I can.
You know, Mr. Bozell, you have been very vague in telling me what you think is going to happen once these kids come of age and find out that we are the generation that, quote, destroyed the planet. If anything, we're the generation that started Earth Day. It was my generation, your generation. Well, maybe you're younger than me. We started Earth Day. I was in high school when Earth Day started.
That's not paying the bills anymore. You know, that's not sending anybody.
What do you mean it doesn't pay the bill? Our generation started Earth Day. I was a senior in high school.
That isn't impressing the kids anymore. They think Earth Day is for a bunch of potheads. Earth Day is a day where, you know, your people
You know what? We weren't thinking about that at that time, man. We were thinking about the very basic, the elemental steps towards the elemental idea that the planet was running out of resource, that it was getting polluted, that needed cleaning up. Nobody was thinking about that, okay?
Well, then you don't know what you wiped with then.
And no, I didn't. Yeah, toilet paper that my parents bought. I was in high school. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. Sarah, you're on the air with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, ma'am. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, very interesting caller and a very interesting topic. I do feel that with the young daughter, I would never disrespect your daughter or her teacher. I myself have three children, and I'm really involved what they're learning in school, and on both sides, on the teacher side, wanting to educate the kids on what's going on, that's her job. As a parent, you know, you're supposed to listen to your child and then know what your children is often witnessing in the household.
Exactly, exactly.
You're doing what you're supposed to do. But now, take hold of that. Take hold as a father and say, okay, daughter, you've taught me some stuff. You taught me that. You know, the bottles that we buy for the Coke bottles that we have around the house.
She's shaking her head no right now. My daughter's shaking her head no right now.
You know,
my
like
daughter's shaking her head
no. No, no, no. But listen, like the plastic
bag. That's what she's doing.
Kroger,
she's listening. My daughter's listening to you and shaking her head no.
Okay.
Wait. Let the lady finish, okay? What are you saying?
My daughter is hearing what the lady's saying, but she's shaking her head no, saying no way.
What I learned in school also is to be able to communicate to people and to be able to listen and to communicate.
She passed me another note.
And then also,
she passed me another note. She said, "Don't put words in my mouth. Tell this woman not to put words in my mouth."
I'm not.
Steve, you know what? I don't want to hear about your daughter's notes to you. I want to hear what this lady has to say.
But my daughter's shaking her head, saying this lady's off base.
This woman is being very supportive of what your daughter's saying.
Supportive of what your daughter is. I have a 12-year-old.
The note here, she says, I don't need her to put words in my mouth.
I have a daughter who has a bully problem at school, okay? So I listen to my 12-year-old,
bully?
Okay? And I was raised in a Pentecostal church. I was raised in a holiness church. So not only do I want to save the world.
Yeah, my daughter is shaking her head no.
And my children, I want to have children, and I want my children to be aware,
and
I am aware, but am I doing something about it? It's like you call yourself a Christian, but are you really a Christian? It's like we, as ourselves, have to take the opportunity and the grasp onto the opportunity of making things happen. Now that you know that you're ruining this planet and you are a disgrace to this planet, and I'm so glad that you are actually taking that title for all of the adults here, if you're representing just yourself, then that's fine. But I would just like to say for the listeners out here that to go on the internet now and then further your research, you know, get a petition together, go against, you know, the White House. And not only the White House, if the United States can get together and stop using so much toilet paper and only, well, in my house, let me tell you, my kids, when they pee-pee, they only use one square. When they doo-doo, when they use the poo-poo, they only use two squares.
Yeah.
So I'm taking
two squares,
towards that. So I'm on
my daughter asked me the question, how many squares do you use? And then she put in parentheses, probably six.
The same
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, no. My daughter says that because you're...
And I'm the same size
because,
I was when I was in high school.
Because you're bigger, you'd have to use more squares.
All right, wait. Well, hold on for a minute, Steve. What?
Well, my daughter wrote me a note saying that this lady's neo-pagan beliefs have nothing to do with the issue of climate change. And how many squares she uses to wipe her butt.
Well,
that's
earlier,
what my daughter
sweetheart,
said.
You said,
you know,
you
something.
Said, Jesus Christ, you said something. Jesus, please, Lord, don't talk about my daughter's teacher. Oh, please,
exactly.
Lord. You said something.
I believe in Jesus, but my daughter doesn't.
Okay.
My
so
daughter
doesn't.
Well, wait. What do you mean your daughter doesn't?
My daughter, I don't tell my daughter what to believe in.
Did you raise your daughter in a Christian home?
I don't tell my daughter. My daughter says that we're way off point.
I'm not interested in what your daughter said. Did you raise your daughter in a Christian home?
My daughter does not believe in Jesus Christ. She says he's a mythical man and he's a joke.
So does she believe in the Big Bang? Because, you know, I'm pretty educated and I know that scientific belief is that there was a Big Bang, and then you have spiritual religion.
My daughter says, does she ever believe in a Big Bang?
Creator, there was a man and a woman called Adam and Eve, or do you believe in Adam and Steve in your household? What does your daughter believe? How does she get here?
My daughter does not believe in Adam and Eve. She says it is all mythic.
Does she believe in Santa Claus?
Neo-pagan belief.
She
does not believe in Santa Claus, no. She is going to be working very hard on healing the planet. And hopefully she said she would like to travel to your house and strangle you and leave you dead in your bed.
And a DVD player? Did you take her to see Hannah Montana's movie? She also believes
that if Jesus were to return to Earth, that he would strangle you.
All right, hold on. I can't hear either one of you guys. What?
My daughter said that if Jesus returned to Earth, the first person he'd strangle would be this lady.
Oh, come on, Steve.
I'm just right.
Well, you know what?
She believes that Jesus would want to strangle you. Yeah.
Tell the future of me winning the lotto. If she can see the future,
she can see the future, and she says that Jesus will strangle you with your own pantyhose.
Oh, come on, Steve.
My daughter is apparently
children. Hey, go to the local Blockbuster and rent.
877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
My daughter also says that she thinks that this woman is a part of it. And that Jesus will kill her.
The American people are not ready to go green. The American people don't even know what the hell that means. The American people are looking to save gasoline. Yeah, they want better mileage. And if that means green, fine. Even if it doesn't mean green, fine. If we find out tomorrow that global warming is not the threat that we think it is, no one's going to lose any sleep other than the people that have been running around pitching that. Phil, as we continue talking about the climate change, so-called climate change issue, agenda, whatever you want. Now, Steve, you said that there is a piece of audio that you'd like us to play.
Yes, sir. This is this is exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about the young people today who are aware of the climate going south. You know, everything bad happening. Here is what happened today in Copenhagen. In Denmark, and this is exactly what our kids. This is our kids. Tired of being lied to about how, you know, clean and everything is. When I was told to report to my daughter's school, and I was told to, you know, I better I don't know how to put it.
Did you change your ways because of the climate, because of fear, or because you really believed in it?
I really believe in it, and also I know that my daughter wants the best for me, but she also is not under any illusions. You know, she'll do what she's got to do.
What does that mean, she'll do what she's got to do?
That's all she said, she'll do what she's got to do.
Well, that sounds like a threat to me, sir, and I don't think any parent should take to a threat.
It's not a threat. It is my daughter likes to say, it's not a threat, it's a promise.
I would not, if I were a parent, take very kindly to that at all. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Denise in St. Petersburg, Florida. Denise, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks so much. I just wanted to say a comment to Steve. Is he still on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. you know, what you're doing for your daughter is great green-wise, but you're making her be the giant and the caretaker in your family. You know, I don't know what your education level is, but...
No, I don't know. My daughter's very educated and very smart. Probably
so she's the leader, you're the follower. Well,
she'd be the leader if you were her parent. She'd be the leader.
They need a leader. They need a leader. They need somebody to follow. They
not my daughter. She already knows.
No, everybody.
She would be. In fact, if she were your daughter, she'd probably be driving you to the rehab or wherever you go.
No. All right, that's not necessary.
Well, the lady's obviously drunk. So I'm not gonna.
That's not necessary.
No, that
is. My daughter says that she thinks you've been drinking. Is
why do you say that about me?
My daughter wants to know if you've been drinking.
Iced tea and water. I've had the
alcohol
for 2 days.
My daughter wants to know. My daughter wants to know if you've had a stroke.
All right. Well, I don't want any more messages from your daughter. Here is Virginia in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, Virginia.
I told you she was drunk.
I'll handle the call, Steve. Don't worry about it. Virginia, hi.
Hi.
The lady was obviously drunk. My daughter felt that she'd been drinking.
I understand. Yes,
well,
go ahead.
Sir, you seem to believe that everything that your daughter says is right. Now, I have been a teacher. I'm retired now, and I've taught everything from 3-year-olds up to, say, 4th grade.
Uh-huh.
Now, if this was such an important thing with the teacher, the children, and all, why were the parents maybe not invited to a forum or something with the children? And all of this discussed, possibly a sheet given to the parents. They go home, discuss this with the children. They go to the library, the computer, or whatever, and learn about this together.
My daughter wants to know from the lady what this has to do with what we're talking about.
What?
My daughter wants to know what this has to do with what we're talking about.
Steve, this is my last warning. I don't want any more notes from your daughter being read on the air.
My daughter says that she thinks this lady's trying to control the conversation.
I'm not interested in what your daughter has to say.
My
daughter says she's very suspicious of this woman.
I've been in the teacher's shoes.
And my daughter says she's suspicious of this woman because she feels there's more going on with this lady than she's saying.
Okay, I'm done with your daughter. No more comments from your daughter.
Right. Daughter, you need to be the father. You need to be the one who guides.
My daughter says that's what that last alcoholic said.
Works with this child. And if this school...
I'm trying to work with her. I'm doing everything she wants. I'm doing everything her mother and her she asked me to do, and it ain't good enough.
Well, she may be asking you to do, but you have a responsibility, too, to be the parent and to guide her and work with her. And I go back to the teacher. If this was this big
My daughter wants to know if she's ever been arrested.
If this was a big project with these children and this teacher.
Right.
And the parent, why are the parents not a part of it, too?
My daughter says she'd like to have a look at your jacket.
In the
what?
Group.
Her jacket.
And then
the what?
Together,
her jacket.
If it's such a big topic, why are you not trying to learn about it to converse with your daughter?
I am. I've done everything I can. I'm wiping with a rag. I'm doing things that no man should ever have to do. My wife and my daughter have got me and my son wiping with a rag and rinsing it out. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand, finally? You're telling me why don't I do this and why don't I do that?
Well,
the two women in this house and Al Gore in cahoots with Al Gore have got me wiping with a rag.
Well, I'm not.
I'm the one that's being told. And that lady calls up and she says she wipes with four squares. I'm going to tell you, 145-pound woman.
Many
and I bet she's got an ass the size of a couple of doorways wide, and she's wiping with three squares. I don't think so. And I think that what Al Gore has done to me to reduce me to the level of having to go out to the garage for something to wipe, I got to tell you, mister, boy, that hurts. Hurts bad.
Well,
bad for you, Virginia. I've always felt it.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, as well as listen to the show, you can watch us perform the show every night by going to philhendryshow.com and watching our live streaming video of the show as well as our live streaming audio of the show. That's philhendryshow.com. And you can go to twitter.com/Phil Hendry and you can check in on Twitter. In fact, we have linked the article that you appear in, Mr. Bozell, A Man Sues on Behalf of Climate. Before we get back to our calls, but a lot of people want to talk, and
My daughter, Mr. Henry, I wanted to say this. I know you think that I take my orders from my daughter. I'm simply saying that my daughter has asked me, if you want to put it that way, to stay on the air to clarify, but she does feel that the quality of the people that have been calling, given the hour of the night, and the fact that back east it's 3 hours later, that some of these people have been using alcohol or
let me be the judge of that, and let my screeners be the judge of that, and not you.
Well, I'm not. My daughter.
And your daughter, I'll say this, and I know I said it, I was going to say it for the last time. I don't want to hear about your daughter.
She's my daughter, and
I know she's your daughter, but you're reading notes that she's passing to you, saying things about people drinking.
My daughter is very evolved, as are all of the kids in her class. They are evolved far beyond. You got to understand. They understand what's happening to this planet. They see the crimes that have been committed against this planet by you and I. They see.
I don't. I'm sorry. I do not. I'm not accepting that indictment. Crimes that I've committed against this planet.
Well, your carbon footprint, Mr. Henry. You said that you're trying to lose weight. So, what do you figure your carbon footprint is? I don't even want to talk about it. How big it is.
Forget about my carbon footprint. How about your daughter's carbon footprint? With all the hot air she's spewing.
Please don't talk. I'm sorry, honey. She heard that, and she is...
Hey, what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is April.
April, honey, go to bed. Blow it out your rear end, sweetheart, okay? And act your age.
She is... Okay, she's very angry.
I don't give a damn if she's angry or not. I don't care.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at her.
Forget about your daughter.
When I hang the phone up, I got to be in this house with her. And there's a long night ahead, Mr. Hendry, a very long night ahead.
The article is called Man Sues on Behalf of Climate Change. Tell me about the lawsuit.
I'm looking at it.
What about the lawsuit?
The lawsuit, we're suing the federal government to get rid of plastic bags and to wipe with a rag.
To what?
To wipe with a rag, I told you.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Nick in Austin. Nick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, sir.
Phil, thank you very much for taking my call. And
yes, sir.
I just want to get a little bit of background, if you don't mind. What state is Mr. Bozell in?
Mr. Bozell, you're in California, right?
I'm in Corona, California.
California, okay.
Yes, sir.
What I expected. First off, I want to just say that
what does that mean? Oh, I get it. We're weird out here or something? I come from Tennessee originally, if that's at all instructive.
Whatever. So what the classroom and what the teacher has done is extremely wrong and unethical. Asking a father to come in front of a classroom of 11-year-olds, who I must remind you are not that smart. I was an 11-year-old 10 years ago, and we weren't that smart. We were dumb. We were wild. Now, you need to understand that your daughter's...
This is a new generation, sir. A whole new generation.
Psychological issues that your desire for approval from your daughter and your wife pushing you to these extreme limits, and it's very embarrassing. And I got to say, I feel sorry for you, sir, and I pity what you're going through.
I want to help the planet, and I don't want my daughter. If I have to go in front of the class and they're telling me that I'm a disgrace to the human race.
A disgrace to the human race.
That's what this young Bradley told me.
Who's this kid Bradley? Was he the ringleader or something?
He was the school. He was the class monitor, and the teacher pointed him out, used him as the voice of the kids, and he, asked me questions and I guess interrogated me.
An 11-year-old kid, some Poindexter interrogating you about global climate change.
About what we want, the toilet paper.
Wild.
And I said to the teacher, I thank you very much for, I didn't know that I did any of this. You have to understand, to the man I'm talking to, he says he's 21 now. Okay, that's good, and that's great for you. But now this is a whole new generation of kids that are on this global climate message like stink on you-know-what, and they won't climb off that for love or money. And either we get on board and we start, showing that we're...
How about if we have an honest discussion about this? Because what's going on here, Steve, is your teacher's mind is made up, the kids in the class's minds are made up, your daughter's mind is made up, your wife's mind is made up. They have you, reading notes. They have you in fear. You just said to me, your daughter's going to be angry, and there's a long night ahead.
Yes, sir, there is. And I guess the two of you guys think that's funny.
I said I feel sorry for you, sir. I don't think it's funny at all. I think it's a disgrace, sir. I believe that it's very bad that a man has been put in this position, because since the agrarian age has come into place, it has always been a man is the head of the household. A man steps
up. Well, we don't live in no agrarian age now. We got machines and everything. Okay.
Sorry.
And
I'm giving you a little history lesson because you need it. Now, please refrain from speaking
for
just a little bit.
Here's a guy telling me. Well, I love it.
Go ahead. Go tell us.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead. I got my daughter telling me what to do. I got this guy who's, barely...
You need to be in the center of the nuclear of the family, sir. You need to understand that someone needs to man up. There needs to be leadership. Children need leadership, and they need discipline. You need to discipline your daughter, sir, to tell her not to be...
What do you do when you man up and discipline and you find out your kids are way smarter than you and they're telling you to wipe with two squares and they're right?
Sir, you need to step up. You need to believe in yourself and understand that they aren't smarter than you. They have been in a public education system that is, or it might be public education. It could be a private education system. I don't know. But they have been fed this garbage since they were little. Believe me, I grew up in it. I understand the kind of brainwashing they do in a public school system, sir. I understand. And somehow...
My daughter told me one time when I was taking her to church, she said to me, Daddy, religion clouds our minds and results in the destruction of the earth before global warming. And she said that Jesus, if Jesus was alive, Jesus would think that one lady that had called a minute ago was a motor mouth whore. Now, that's not something that's going to come out of a child's mouth unless they have a very strong opinion and feeling on events that are transpiring on the earth. And
the words motor mouth whore shouldn't come out of... I'm sorry I interrupted you, Gary. I'm sorry I interrupted you, Nick, but the words motor mouth whore shouldn't come out of any child's mouth.
But my daughter is a new generation. This is a new...
She's a new...
You guys don't get it.
New crop of children raised in this public education system. And like I said, I'm a man now. I was young. I'm still young. And I was just experiencing this. You must be in your 50s or something like that.
God. I'm 41 years old, and I didn't think I was that old, but there's a whole new movement afoot. There's something afoot in the land. And it all has to do with the polar ice.
They have been brainwashed. They have been fed this garbage for year in, year out, for 180 days a year.
All right, thank you for your call, sir. Let's move on to another call. Pedro, here's Pedro on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Pedro.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Guys, right about that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Steve, do you really know what global warming even is? Because you keep saying stuff, but you don't make any sense.
I don't know what you mean.
In other words, the planet Earth is
warming up as a result of the gas that's emitted, the gases.
Okay.
What gases?
The carbon footprint I was telling you about.
The carbon footprint.
Yeah. It's not a gas.
It is.
Anyways, look, I mean, have you ever taken consideration the reversal of, you know, the magnetic poles, weakens, you know, the ozone layer, which allows more radiation from the sun.
You want to talk to my daughter about that, you know, because
That's something
I'm not familiar with that.
That's something that's actually real. That's not something that's statistical or, you know, computer-generated the things that come out. Like for example, that guy.
You might as well be talking Chinese to me. All I know is you know, they're telling me to wipe with one square. I'll do it. If they tell me to, I'll do whatever they want me to do. Because I know that in 10 years, when they get to be old enough,
you're talking
about polar this and someone's pole. I don't know about polar what you're talking about. All I know is that the planet is, you know, they said the other day that they found a polar bear floating.
You say that you should know how it's happening, if it's even happening.
Right. If it's even happening, yeah.
Well, the other day they said they found some polar bear floating.
There's dead fish all over the place. If you go to an aquarium, there's going to be a dead animal floating on there. Probably.
I won't be surprised at seeing a dead fish floating, but a dead bear floating. That's one.
Earlier you mentioned something about species becoming extinct. I don't know if
right.
you know this or not, or if your daughter knows this or not, or the teacher that's teaching her knows this or not. But it is a completely natural thing. For species to die off. It's natural life.
There's all kinds of species that die off, Steve. Yeah, all kinds of species have died off since the Earth was born. I mean, there's species that are long gone. I mean, one word for you, dinosaur.
Okay, but I mean, first of all, a dinosaur got wiped out, according to my daughter, and I talked to a couple of kids at the school. They said it was a meteor.
Well, they don't know that it was a meteor. They say that that's one theory. What do you mean, a couple of kids at the school?
The kids are the ones that know about it. I can't find one adult that has a grip on this thing.
What kind of...
I mean, any firmer...
Is this a
public school? It's a public school, but these are exceptional children. No, it's not a church school. My daughter has been taught that religion is a myth and that Jesus is you know, it's
well,
just a made-up guy. Okay.
All right. We got to take a break. I got to take a break here.
I can't... What do you think?
Hold on, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Stephen Bozell has been our guest on global warming and, I don't know, the children of the corn is what it sounds like. Children of the Damned or the Village of the Damned or...
The Village of the Damned. Children of the Damned was a lousy movie. The first one was good, though.
Phil Hendry.
Mr. Stephen Bozell joins us on the line here from Corona, California. Yes, sir. How are you?
I've been better, Phil. I can tell you that. I wanted to ask you and get your opinion on the recent story that had come from Cuba, and I think it was today. And because of the situation that I've gotten myself into, and I think that this friend of mine had got me into.
Now, what is the story from Cuba?
The story... was that apparently today the announcement was made that Cuba has authorized sex change operations and will offer them free for qualifying citizens, an official said on Friday.
Let me look for that right now. Cuba approves free sex change operations, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Out of Havana? Yeah, you read it. And the move is the latest in a series of changes implemented by President Raul Castro since he succeeded his elder brother. What is your concern with this?
Today, I was, getting into my truck. I have a construction concern in Corona, California.
Can I ask you just one very quickly? I can hear, and Bud put here, Steve at his pond in Corona. Are you at a pond?
Yeah, it's in the north area of my property. I've got 10 acres in Corona.
and I've come here just to think when I've had any kind of a crisis or I just need to clear my head.
Oh, okay, because I was hearing all that. I can hear, are there squirrels out there?
We've got a lot of wildlife. We border the Anajee range, so we've got squirrel life. We do have squirrel life. We have, and you can hear a duck.
Okay. Sounds very pleasant.
It is. It helps clear my head when I can just be here with these creatures, you know. But the squirrel life is very thick here.
Okay. So go ahead. When you said the squirrel life is thick, dumb squirrels?
No. I mean, there's it's lush.
Okay. Tell me about this story. Cuba approves free sex change operations?
So the article I was not aware of, and I was getting in my truck this morning. I had just left the house. I was getting in my truck. My next-door neighbor is a man by the name of Roy Hutchins, and I have named him, at least in the preliminary action that we have filed.
So there is some kind of civil litigation going on?
Yes, sir. I thought that I had mentioned that to the man that answers the telephone there, that I am planning on a civil lawsuit to try to redress my grievances.
All right, tell me what happened here, sir.
What happened, I'm getting into my truck this morning, and this gentleman, Mr. Hutchins, came over and said the following, and I took notes. It happened at about, was 8:27. Mandy, is that what it is, honey? My daughter, it was 8:27 this morning, honey? My daughter says it's 8:27 on the notes. And he said, hey, Steve, did you read this? Cuba has approved free sex change operations. And he arched the right eyebrow arched up, and then turned and went back over to his truck. He works as an electrician. I work as a construction contractor, and I have used him as a sub from time to time.
This man's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
All right, what did he do?
Sorry that I got to explain it to you, but the man came over, looked at me, said, hey, Steve, did you hear Cuba approves free sex change operations, and then arched his eyebrow. So you got to understand something. It's very subtle, Mr. Henry.
Have you had some contention with this man?
Oh, yeah. He has done things tried to infer that the zucchini he's growing is bigger, and he tried to make, you know, sexual comments about that.
But I don't understand what he did, sir. So he came over.
He came over. He said, hey, did you hear? Cuba's approved free sex change operations. And the inference is obvious to anybody that he's looking at me like I should go down to Cuba and go ahead and get one installed.
You took that to mean that he thinks you should go to Cuba and do what?
To get a female part installed.
To have a sex change operation.
Yes, sir. And of course, it took me by surprise, and I was in the truck at the time, and I just turned the engine was on, and I turned the engine off, and I remember leaning against the wheel, and my head hit the horn, and my wife came out and wondered what was going on, and I explained it to her. And the one person in your life, I guess, where you expect, excuse me.
Do you need to take a little moment here?
I'll be all right. The one person in your life you expect will back you up 100%. And she looked at me and she laughed and blew it off.
Well, what do you think is the nefarious? You're saying that this man,
the man comes over and says, hey, Steve, like, in other words, he's saying to me, this is great news for you. Hey, Steve, why would I be interested in Cuba approving free sex change operations?
Oh, I don't know. And obviously, maybe not. Maybe he was trying to make a joke there, but you sound pretty busted up over this.
I have to tell you, Mr. Henry, I wouldn't mind it if a guy came right up to my face and said, you know what, you look like some kind of a pansy that ought to be a woman, and I could laugh that off, okay? I could laugh that off, but when a guy is trying to be, you know, cute and sort of trying to, you know, squeeze it through like that, and
you mean be subtle?
Yeah, when he's trying to be subtle, and you don't know which way he's leaning, and you're worried, okay, what are you saying? And the next thing you know, he turns and goes to his truck, and I'm left there like just a heap, leaning against the horn on my truck. I woke up my daughter. I couldn't go to work.
I got to tell you something, sir. I think you're taking it a little too seriously here.
That's what I thought. But it was the subtlety of saying, if he wants to call me a queer, just come out and say it. That I respect. But why does he have to say they've approved free sex change operations?
Well, that's not even being gay. That's a transgender thing.
I understand that, but that's what I mean. He's being very roundabout because he hasn't got the guts. And so I said to my attorney that the litigation should include a clause that include a clause. I'm very nervous.
Include a clause.
Include a clause that says that that I am mentally and emotionally, I've basically been mentally and emotionally fondled because he didn't have the guts to just call me a queer.
I don't know if it's, sir, I got to tell you something. It's frivolous.
No, sir, it is not.
Yeah, it's a totally frivolous lawsuit. It's a ridiculous thing to say. You're going to sue this guy because he doesn't have the guts to call you a queer.
That's exactly correct. If the man came right out and said, hey, Steve, I think you're a queer, that's fine. But the mental fondlement...
And what is mental fondlement?
I mean, what I'm saying is he emotionally fondled me by not just coming out and calling me a queer.
So instead he said, hey, Steve, Cuba is approving free sex change operations.
That's what he did, and that's his roundabout way. So I'm accusing him in a civil litigation of being too gutless to call me queer to my face, and instead of talking about...
All right, I've got to take a break. I thank you very much, sir, for that input. It's very interesting. My best of luck to you.
Okay, if anybody wants to go to my website...
All right, we'll give that address later on. Thank
you. Phil Hendry.
Sorry, I heard that. No, you didn't.